Welcome back. Continuing our discussion of ballot measures, joined now by Dr. Mel Marks, who's the Chief Administrative Officer of Miller Children's Hospital. Dr. Marks, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you.
We're here to discuss Prop 61, which is the Children's Hospitals Bond Act. Mel, not surprisingly, you favor it.
Not surprisingly. We have to take care of our children, and we have a crisis in children's hospitals across the state of California now. They're full. They're not big enough. They're not modern enough. The equipment is not modern enough, and there isn't enough money to build new facilities because hospitals are very difficult to run now in a financial sense. So we're appealing to the electorate to take care of their children with their votes, help us build our new facilities, buy new equipment, modernize, and not turn away any kids. Take care of all of the kids.
And Miller Children's Hospital has a marvelous reputation, just incredible. And what would this mean dollar-wise to Miller?
It would mean $74 million to help us build our new facilities, both inpatient and outpatient facilities. We don't turn away any children, regardless of their ability to pay, but about 63% of our children are actually not capable of paying the full payment on any of their health care. And we need to provide more room for those children as the population grows. We're bursting at the seams.
Fair enough. John, the Orange County Register opposes Prop 61. Why?
The current bond payments of the general fund in California right now are about 5% of the general fund, and that's considered prudent. Anything above that, which would be added to by this measure and also the one we're going to talk about later, would make the state less stable fiscally. And recently, the three bond houses increased our bond rating because we're finally getting our financial house in order. Because we've had no tax increases since Arnold became governor, and we're getting the spending under control. And we talk about children. This would cost $50 million a year for 30 years. So the children would be paying for this. I don't think we should increase the burden on children for that reason. And because we need the first thing for any state to do is to get its fiscal house in order, to pay the bills, to keep things reasonable.
John, you mentioned that 5% now of the state budget
right.
goes to bond payment. Anything above that would not be prudent. But just for the record, the Orange County Register did not support any of the other bonds that got us up to the 5%.
That's true. We've been against all of those, but we're really against it when it goes above 5% because the bond advisors say that's just not good. And the bond houses in New York, Moody's and Fitch's and Standard & Poor's, really downgraded. We were the worst in the country. Actually, we're still the worst. And now we're just a little bit better.
But you probably would be opposed to it even if it was under 5%.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, fair enough. Your response, Mel?
Well, it's a very interesting situation. As I mentioned, the majority of children in our children's hospital at Miller Children's and in the other seven children's hospitals across the state and the pediatric units at the university hospitals are actually on government payment programs. And if these children do not have access to care because there aren't adequate facilities and they get that care later or they have to go farther away to get it or they don't get it at all, it increases the complexity and the cost of taking care of them.
Pay me now or pay me later.
The government pays for that care anyway. So the escalation of costs by not having the physical facilities to take care of the children is much greater than the cost of borrowing this money at this time. And we have no other place to get the money. These are community-owned, we own it, not-for-profit institutions. And the community is helping us with philanthropy, but there's nowhere else for us to get this money. And it amounts to about $1.50 a year per Californian to pay off this debt.
Prior to being administrator, you were a practicing pediatrician at Miller Hospital.
That's correct.
You treated the children directly.
That's correct. And I understand the difference between treating meningitis on the first symptom and sign or waiting a day because there isn't room for patients.
John, what about Mel's point, pay me now or pay me later? The state's going to pay one way or the other. It would seem to make more sense to pay up front and prevent and then wait till it got more serious.
Well, every bond I've heard about says that that's the case, that today we need this service and it'll save us money in the future. But the fact is that You can only go so high with these bonds, otherwise they'll raise the interest rates again and it'll cost us more in the long run. And if this is so critical, they can go to the legislature and ask for this, and the legislature can put it in the mix of everything else. There are a lot of things they can cut in the legislature to pay for this if it's really that much important.
Your paper simply does not believe in bond financing for functions of government.
Absolutely. And in some cases, you can make a better case where there's structures that last a long time. But on specific spending like this, it's not good.
Mel, final word.
Well, in point of fact, we did go to the legislature. Senator Joe Dunn actually sponsored a bill which didn't make it through the legislature and got tabled. And this is the next step in trying to get the money that we need to build these new facilities and take care of our children.
You know, John, in these tight budgetary times with a $15 billion deficit, it's unlikely that, they did not support funding.
Well, he mentions Joe Dunn. He was one of the biggest supporters of the spending run-up under Gray Davis, where they just went wild and spent wild, and now we're suffering for it.
Yes.
Somebody has to pay for it, and you know, whoever it is, you can't raise taxes anymore in California, and the spending is at a limit. And if this will just push something else out. If it does pass, it'll push out some other spending in the state. So why not do it the regular way through the legislature? And I know it didn't work, but try again.
Okay, you've heard both of the arguments on both sides. Prop 61, a very, very important issue. We do have Miller Children's Hospital here in Long Beach that would benefit to the extent of $74 million. You heard John Seiler's arguments against the use of bond financing to support needed facilities, and you have to make your judgment. In the next segment, we'll be discussing Prop 71, the Stem Cell Bond Issue Initiative. Be back with more of our show after these messages.